members sitting in computer class 15 years ago, not doing anything because, well, that's just how our teacher was, because he was a cool guy. And looking at Stephanie Meyer's website for any news on Midnight Sun. Just me? Okay, all right. I was that kid. I won't deny it. If you couldn't care less about Twilight, Midnight Sun, or the characters, or anything else about Twilight, then please, for the love of God, skip this episode. Thank you. You've been warned. Okay, now that that's over, and now that I've admitted myself as that, being that kid, let's talk about Midnight Sun. I'm not done with this book. I don't claim to be done with this book. I don't know if I'll ever finish this book, to be quite honest. But I'm going to talk about it anyway, because I feel like I've read enough of it to know what is going on here. So, basically, for those not in the know about what the hell Midnight Sun is, because there are people like Meiser, who I love very much, but who live under a rock and have no interest in Twilight, which does not, it seems very wrong on so many levels, but those people exist and I feel sad for them. But anyway, if you don't know what Midnight Sun is, basically it's Edward's version of Twilight, which,
are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. It is Edward's version of Twilight. It is, just what it is. And 15 very...
How did the TV get turned off?
I don't know. 15 very long, arduous, boring years ago, Stephanie Meyer gave this manuscript to a friend that she trusted. Well, lo and behold, that friend leaked. Go do it somewhere else. That friend leaked Midnight Sun to the whole entire world in the form of photos and text documents and weird other things. And all of a sudden, Stephanie was like, no, we're not doing this. I'm just gonna post the whole thing on my website that I have done so far, and fuck Midnight Sun. I'm not doing this. So she didn't. For 15 very long, arduous, boring years, we got nothing. We got... we got The Short Second Life of Bree Tanner, which I loved. And we got a very fucked up, gender-bent, weird, Twilight reimagined, gender-swappy, I don't even know what it was thing. I'm not interested in reading, thank you. I don't care. But I was really sad when Midnight Sun was not a thing and not going to be a thing. And of course, back in those days, I tried to read the PDF version of Midnight Sun. And for those who aren't blind or don't know, at that point in time, there wasn't a way to read PDFs with any sort of screen reader because life just sucked back then. Like I said, long and boring and arduous. I just like the word arduous. Can anyone tell? Anyways, so then one morning, one of the people I went to school with messages me and says, oh my God! And I'm like, what? And she says, Stephanie Meyer's releasing Midnight Sun. Words I never thought I would hear. And I'm like, what? And she sends me a link to a article on the internet with a video, and the video has Stephanie confirming the Midnight Sun is dropping on that, I think it was a Friday, and I was excited. I was really, really excited, but unfortunately, life sucks again, and I got locked out of my National Library Service, which is an American library that distributes books for free account. And I was not trying to fight with them to get it back. So I was like, whatever. It is what it is. I was sad, but life goes on. So then, 2 years later, I get a wild hair and decide, you know what? Let's just do this. Let's reread Twilight, because why not? I have nothing else going on in my life. And I want a distraction from all the craziness. So I decide to reread Twilight. And, well, I read Twilight and I was all in my feels. And then I read Midnight Sun. And what a journey. So let's go on that journey, shall we? Let's go. After a short break. Okay, so Midnight Sun starts much differently than Twilight, thank God. It jumps right in and he says something to the effect, it's been so long ago I don't even remember exactly, but basically it boils down to the fact that high school is like purgatory and he wishes that he could sleep. Because if he could, now would be the time that he would. Which I could not agree more with that statement. High school is bad. Ugh, I don't like it. So it continues and he finally sees this girl. The girl. I can't count. I know that somebody out there has counted how many times he has said the girl in terms of who Bella is. But I can't remember the exact number, but it's a lot. It's a lot. Ooh. So he finally sees the girl through everybody else's thoughts, because spoiler alert, if you haven't read Twilight, Edward reads minds. Oh my God. Anyways, I was waiting for that reaction. So he reads minds. He can read everybody's mind except the girl's mind. And, he's very confused by this. He has never seen this before, ever. And it's very weird. And he's like, oh my God, I gotta know this girl. Just because I can't read her mind. And holy hell, when she walks into biology, he gets a whiff of her scent and he's like, oh my God, I gotta kill her. And he makes a whole plan for 7 whole pages about how he's going to kill the girl. About how he's going to slaughter every student, every teacher, every blah, blah, blah who gets in his way to kill the girl. Thankfully, he doesn't kill the girl. Thank God, because that would end Twilight in a whole other way, and that's not good. So he talks to Emmett about this situation because apparently he's had mistakes, and you know, the Cullens aren't perfect, as is seen several times if you pay attention. So if you're not looking through Bella's eyes, they're not perfect. They're not. Anyway, so Emmett tells him that he's fucking crazy many times. And I have to agree, he's fucking crazy. But we get this whole thing about him wanting to kill Bella in 7 whole pages. And it made me want to stop reading, to be honest, because I was just like, dude, you think too much. I thought too much, but holy crap, there's 600 and something odd pages. When Twilight's only like 500 pages, so it's a lot. It's a lot. It's Twilight, just retold by Edward, and there's a lot of thinking and brooding and teenage angst, and part of me likes it, but part of me is like, holy crap, you need to get seen by a mental professional. So, yeah, that's where we stand. But it becomes better a little bit because Edward decides eventually that he's going to stop trying to stay away from Bella, which is also very good. But then the car crash, the infamous little car crash. Yes, there are spoilers. I am not sorry. Anyways, if you haven't read Twilight, you are missing out on a big opportunity to have all the drama and all the craziness and silliness of the world, okay? That's what it boils down to. And also, I mean, yes, there's a lot of drama, and yes, there's a lot of weird stuff going on that makes no sense, but that's why it's so good, I think, personally. That's just my opinion. Also, like, Alice, she's my fave. In case you haven't understood this by now, she's my fave. And I love her. And she makes me happy for some reason. I don't know why, but there it is. So, Edward saves Bella's life after the infamous crash happens. And, well, during, I guess, but Edward's like, holy fuck, what did I just do? Oh my god, I've exposed everybody. I've exposed the vampires to the world. Oh no. Which, it makes sense. People love to hate on this scene because Edward is like, Bella, you were concussed, okay? You don't know what you're talking about. Which, yes, that's gaslighting. Don't do that. But also, if you had a secret that you weren't supposed to tell anyone, e.g., I'm a vampire, you'd probably gaslight too, because who the hell is going to believe that you're a vampire? Also, it is against the vampire law to, expose yourself to the humans in any form. Because if you do and they find out, you're toast. You dead. You bye-bye. Okay? So let's not do that. Also, just, why do we have to hate on him so much? I mean, yes, he does some weird things like, I'm getting to it. I'm getting to the weird thing that he does that just makes me want to start strangling him. Even though you can't strangle a vampire, it won't work. Okay, so after the car crash scene, everybody wants to kill the girl. I'm just going to call her the girl because that's what Edward calls her. I don't think he ever says her name like once. Okay, and like when he's talking to her maybe, but otherwise, I don't think he says it at all. Anyway, so let's just call her the girl. Let's just objectify her even more. Because she's, you know, not important. Also, I don't really like Bella, I don't like that. So, Jasper wants to kill her. Alice wants everybody to get along because that's just how Alice is. And also, she wants to meet Bella because her and Bella are going to be great friends. Her words, not mine. That was actually really good. I mean, not a good impersonation of Alice, but good how I slipped that in there, huh? Anyway, so Alice is like, no, please don't kill Bella. She's going to be my friend, and I'm going to love her, too, and you're going to love her, and everybody's going to be happy, and yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Alice. Thankfully, that all worked out. But, spoiler, it worked. Anyway, so Edward's like, but what am I gonna do? And then Carlisle's like, Daddy Carlisle is all like, we're gonna figure this out because we can move if we need to, but like, let's hope that we don't have to because Rosalie likes it here and Emmett doesn't want to move and everybody doesn't want to move because of this girl, but like, don't kill the girl. And it's a whole like confrontation for like an hour, it seems. It's not really an hour, but it feels like it's just a long standoff between everybody, and it's crazy. But then Edward sees a vision of Bella, because Alice can see the future, in case nobody knew that. I need this friend. I need Alice in my life. Anyway, so like, Alice can see the future, and she shows Edward a vision, because they have this whole telepathic communicative thing going on here, which also, can I please have that? Because, like, reasons. So, Edward and Alice have this vision of Bella becoming a vampire because Edward changes her. And he's like, no, I'm not doing this because I'm a monster. And you see this for like 100 pages. Him saying, I'm a monster. Please stay away. Go away. Don't come back. I love you. Okay, he doesn't say I love you for a while, but like, the implications are there, dude. So, Rosalie's not happy because, well, I mean, who would choose to be a vampire? Like, in all actuality, would anybody really choose to do that to themselves? I mean, I know that there are people in the world who have those sort of, fantasies of becoming one, but would you actually? I don't think I would, because I like my sleep too much. Also, I love food. And, Twilight vampires can't, I mean, I guess they could, but it would be pointless to eat food because they just have to puke it back up, and apparently it tastes like dirt, so I love food too much. So, nope. Also, I don't like blood. Ew. So, animal, human, I don't care. Not my thing. So, which is weird because I love Alice. Okay. So, Edward decides that, you know, in a few years she'll be gone, so let's just stay and see what happens. And if she decides that she's gonna talk, then we can deal with the situation, and then we can move, and like, it'll be fine. So they decide to stay. I actually really like Alice and Edward's relationship in this, because I knew that they were close, but like, seeing it is great. It's wonderful. Also, another side note, I would not bet against Alice. I'm just saying, I wouldn't. Not a smart move. So, Edward eventually, at some point, decides that he's going to check on the girl while she's sleeping. This is the part I don't like. If you have a partner that climbs into your... First of all, please, Lord, no. If you have a person who you're... They're not even dating at this point. They're not even friendly at this point because of the whole car thing. Like, they're just... They're not. He won't tell her the truth. She wants to know the truth. And, well, because of the law, he can't tell her the truth. So, like, they're not friendly. So then he decides that he's going to climb through her window and watch her sleep, which is just no. Oh, if you have an established relationship and you both are happy with the other watching you sleep, okay, do that. But please don't creep into people. Just don't. Don't justify it like he did, please, Lord. Like, he literally says that anything could happen to her while she's sleeping. There could be a meteorite that just falls from the sky and hits her on the head and then she dies. Like, what? I don't know much about astronomy, but I don't think that's how it works. I don't think meteorites just, like, randomly fall from the sky and hit a specific individual like, they have a brain. I mean, I'm sure that they do fall from the sky and stuff, because, like, they have to, but, like, you got me. I don't think they fall from the sky with the intention of hurting one specific individual. Then he's like, well, she could get sick. She could, like, you know, I don't know, but just every possible scenario hits his head. And then at one point, he sees a spider. A little teeny spider that is not poisonous, cannot hurt her whatsoever. I mean, it could bite her, but it wouldn't do any good. And he kills it. Because, holy crap, it's a fucking spider and it could endanger her life even though it really can't. So, like, just... This book gave me headaches. And I'm not done with it. This chapter in particular gave me a big headache because I was so mad at this because it's like, dude, no. Like, 17-year-old me was like, oh my god, that is so cute. My boyfriend should protect me like that. But 29-year-old me is like, ah. Like, first of all, if I woke up and somebody was just sitting in the corner of my room, just like watching me sleep, that's weird. Secondly, consent is important, and, this chapter really, really just made me want to start screaming. And then Edward decides, I can't stay away from her anymore, so, like, I'm going to be nice to her now. Even if I'm only her friend, I had to be nice. So, eventually, Bella goes to La Push. And Edward is like, I'm not allowed. Well, he kind of, like, tells us, sort of, that he's not allowed there, but kind of doesn't tell us why he's not allowed there. And then eventually he does kind of say, I'm not allowed there because, like, werewolves. In 1936, I think it was, like, we're like, we don't want you here, so, like, go on with yourself. We'll be nice until you not be nice, because we know you're different, and if you bite a human, that's it, you're gone, you will die. So then they, like, moved back to Forks in 2003, 2004, somewhere around there. And, they, I guess, left the wolves alone, and the wolves left them alone, except now they're, like, phasing all over the place in New Moon, spoilers, again. So, like, it's a thing. But, because the vampires are all back, and they don't care if the vampires are good or bad, and by good and bad, I mean eat humans or don't. They just want to kill the vampires. They don't care. So, it's a whole thing. So, anyway. But before that, Bella goes to La Push. That part I felt was important. Bella goes to La Push Beach, which I'm fairly sure is a real place. I don't know. People who live in Forks, let me know. Because, like, it sounds like a nice place. And Jacob tells a story of the, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it because I will fuck it up, tribe. I will not fuck up their name. It begins with a Q. Okay. So, because I've heard it pronounced several different ways and I'm just like, I'm not going to try. It's a real tribe, y'all. And Stephanie Meyer decides to besmirch their name with legends of werewolves and their shapeshifters. And Bella convinces Jacob, her best friend from childhood, to tell her the story of the Cold Ones. And Bella listens intently. And for some reason, she can't get the story out of her head. So she looks up Cold Ones and she finds a bookstore that has legends of the tribe. And she buys the book, but then she ends up getting attacked, and Edward saves the day because Edward is great. And boy, oh boy, that was a nice scene to read. I mean, I liked that scene because if you just read Twilight, you're like, what the fuck? Like, I get that he was mad that people were trying to do really vile things to Bella, and I get it, because, you know, I wouldn't want to see my friend get attacked by somebody else, or four people in this case. But at the same time, it's nice to see it from Edward's perspective, because you're like, is he genuinely scared, or is he just, like, trying to be macho man and, you know, save the day? But he's genuinely scared. So, or genuinely feels like he's protecting her, I'm not sure. But they're genuine emotions regardless. So he and Carlisle conduct a plan to do something with the four men that attacked Bella, or tried to attack Bella. And it's, at least to me anyway, it was not clear what they did, because Edward decides that he's going to, like, leave in the middle of Carlisle's plan and go check on Bella because he's protecting her. It's protective stalking, and that is okay somehow. It is not okay. Don't do it. Okay. Just don't. Oh, it's creepy. So, then we get to the infamous in the meadow scene. And this is important because, first of all, I love it. I love it from either perspective. It is fantastic. Why couldn't they have kept this in the movie? That's my question, because it's so weird in the movie. I don't like it. Also, for the anti-sparkling vampire thing going on here, let me just tell you that it was not supposed to look like that in the movie. He and she both say that it was supposed to look like a man on fire, not fucking glittering in the sunlight. I do not know why the director decided, bless Catherine Hardwick, I am happy that she made the movie the way she made it, but I don't know why she came up with that. Ugh, it just sounds so bad. And no wonder people think it's gay, because they sparkle. And I can see why, but also, their skin is supposed to look like stone, and what happens when you stick stone in the sunlight? It sparkles. So I get it, but also, I don't like it. So, that scene is great, and here's what I like about it. Before that happens, let's backtrack a little bit. Before that happens, we get visions from Alice to Edward. By the way, again, I'm going to say it. Alice and Edward are fantastic together as a dynamic duo. I don't think they should have hooked up and got together and been mates and all that, but, like, they're great. So, Alice shows Edward three possible futures in the meadow. There is one where he cannot control himself and he ends up killing her. There is another one where Alice and Bella become friends and she's still human and life is great. And there's a third where she becomes a vampire and Alice and Bella are friends and life is great. But that's the one that is the most concrete. But Edward will not do it. Rightfully so, because, like I said, nobody wants to be a fucking vampire. Nobody. Like I said, fantasies can stay fantasies, but in reality, would you really want to suck blood all the time? Not eat food? Sparkle in the sun? No. No, you wouldn't. I don't know about everybody else in the world, but, like, I love sunlight. And, I like going out in the sunlight. And being normal and not having to sparkle or blow up, as some of the myths suggest. Just no. No, 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 no. Nope. I mean, if there was a way, like how Vampire Diaries made you have, like, a ring so you could go out in the sun and not die, yeah, that'd be nice. But no, it's still not worth it. So, also, like, the sleep thing. I like sleeping. It's fun. It's nice. So they get to the meadow and they do that whole thing, and it's great. And Edward kind of keeps forgetting that Bella has to eat. So eventually they go home to her house, and she eats, and he goes to her room, and that's when she finds out that he's been, you know, protectively stalking her. Because, again, that's okay. So Edward and Bella have this conversation, and you would think that she would be mad at him because any self-respecting individual would be. But she's not. She's like, okay, like, what have I said in my sleep? And then he tells her. And she kind of seems like she's ashamed of it, but then she's like, well, yeah, okay, it's fine, because apparently she says his name a lot and says, like, don't leave me and I love you and whatever other nonsense. And Edward is just so smitten with this idea that it's just weird. Ugh. So, after that, they go to the Cullen house. And this is almost to the point where I've left off. They go to the Cullen house, and Edward meets the Cullens. And Alice is like, yeah, it's nice to finally see you again, because they sort of met each other for like 2 seconds at one point, and all that was said was, hi, I'm Alice, and you're Bella, and yay. That's it. Nothing to be spectacular about. Jasper keeps his distance. Edward plays a song on the piano. Esme is overjoyed, genuinely, because Edward is finally happy. Rosalie's out of the house. I kind of liked for the movie that Rosalie was there, just because I feel like she could have done things a little bit differently, but, like, she made a point. Even if Bella's too stupid to see the point, she made the point that she was trying to get at. And I liked it. But also I kind of liked Rosalie not being there, because I feel like that would not translate well to a novel. So Alice asks if, I have not gotten to this part yet, but basically the ending of Twilight is Alice asks if Bella wants to come play baseball, and they do, and James comes and attacks Bella eventually, and then, you know, she almost becomes a vampire, but then Edward sucks the venom out. The end. Oh, yeah, and they go to prom. Because Edward wants Bella to have every human experience possible. To be quite honest with you, I don't want to be a vampire, but, like, human experiences are... Prom was nothing that made me particularly happy. It was something, looking back on it, that I could have passed up either way. But I went because, like, my friends were going and I had dates to the prom and whatever. But, like, honestly, you're going a little overboard. She said she didn't want to go, which is why y'all ended up in the meadow in the first place. In the book, it was a spring girl's choice dance, spring fling, something kind of thing, and Bella said she didn't want to go to that, so, like, what makes you think that she wants to go to prom? There's another situation that happens in Twilight that I want to talk about, because it's a very unpopular opinion, and then I'm going to stop and give my thoughts on Midnight Sun, now that you know the plot, and Edward's whatever. There's a part, at least in Twilight, probably in Midnight Sun 2, I would imagine, where they're getting ready for the prom, and Alice is making Bella wear makeup and look pretty and wear, like, a really nice dress. And people don't like how Alice is doing that, but first of all, I'm not that person that, like, I can relate to Bella because I don't really do the whole makeup thing. I don't wear skirts and dresses and heels. God, if I wore heels, we'd all be... I'd break my neck. But I don't do that. So to have a person care about you so much that they want your appearance to be good and nice, it's also nice. Plus, you have to remember that Alice, because of some very fucked up situations, does not remember her human life at all. She doesn't know what it's like to be human. So she has to do the best she can. And vampires, at least the ones in Twilight, cannot wear makeup because it would just sit on top of their skin. Because they're made of stone. They're cold, hard humans. Or not. So, yeah, that's all I'm trying to say. Y'all take it easy on Alice, all right? Take it easy. So my thoughts on Midnight Sun so far, because again, I have not finished it. I plan to eventually. It's just taking a really long time to finish it because it's one of those books I have to read in small doses. It's a good book. If you don't really care about, because you could either read Edward's or Bella's version of Twilight if you wanted. It really doesn't matter. It is technically for those fans who are fans and not just people that are like passive aggressively going through their life being like, yeah, my boyfriend wants me to read this, so I'm reading it kind of people. It's for people who are fans, but like, I feel like unless you're a girl, you're not going to get Bella. So like, maybe read Edward's, even though he says, I'm a monster, you should stay away from me like 100 times. Read it. If you want to read Twilight, read Edward's perspective. It's a little bit better. Plus, you learn things about Bella because Bella's very boring in her version of Twilight. She's kind of like, okay, I put on clothes. We don't know what her favorite color is because she never tells us, really. I mean, I think she told us her favorite color, but like, we don't know what her favorite like food is because she doesn't really tell us. We don't know like anything really about her because she finds herself to be the average human, and to Edward, she is not. So it's nice to see Bella get some fleshed outness because I like it. I like it. I mean, I don't like to sit there and tell everybody everything about me because it feels weird when I do, but like, I like it when it happens to other people. Because it's nice. It's like, oh, that's what I've been reading about for the past 15 years. That's cool. So, all in all, so far, I've liked Midnight Sun. I don't like some parts, like the whole sleeping and or watching Bella sleep thing. I liked it when I was younger, but now that I've grown up, I don't like it. I like how we see Bella getting fleshed out a little bit because it's finally nice to know, even though it's trivial, that her favorite color is brown or that she likes classical music. It's nice to know these things. I liked seeing Edward and Alice's relationship because I feel like in Twilight, in any of the books, you don't really see it too much. You just see Edward and Edward and Edward and Edward, and sometimes Alice comes into the picture, but like most of the time it's Edward and Alice. I would have liked to have seen that a little bit more with the rest of the Cullens because I feel like they understand each other more than people think they do. I also really liked I really liked how Edward kind of expanded on, I liked knowing where Edward was when he was gone for a week in the beginning. When Bella made him want to kill all the students in biology class. That was really nice to know where he was because I was really confused. I was like, wait, where did he go? Like, people just don't drop out of school for no reason for a week. That doesn't happen. At least not where I went to school, that didn't happen, except for like once. But all in all, I liked it. I liked where it has gone. It's just one of those books, because of Edward's constant brooding and thinking and overthinking and way overthinking. I feel like I'm reading a book about me, because I overthink a lot about everything. But other than that, I like it. I like hearing how he thinks, because it's so much similar to mine. And it's kind of weirdly cathartic. And I don't know, but there it is. That is what I think of Midnight Sun and my issues with it, and how I also weirdly enjoy it. So, question for the people who are going to listen to this. Have I changed your mind yet? Have I changed your mind? Are you going to read Midnight Sun at least? Read Midnight Sun, please, for the sake of my sanity, so I'm not the only one going through this. Have you read Midnight Sun? What do you think? Is it good? Bad? Ugly? Do you want to throw it in the garbage and be like, nope, I'm not doing this no more? Or do you like it? Do you think it was worth the wait of 15 very boring years? Do you not care one way or the other? Have I not changed your mind? Do you just think this episode was a waste of time? Because it probably was. But I wanted to say my thoughts on this. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. I'm so sorry I have not put out my usual content. But life is strange at the moment. So just bear with me, I guess, if you want to bear with me. I don't know when I'll be able to put new content up, but I miss it. So I guess until that happens, we're stuck with whatever I can come up with. And right now it's Twilight-related content. So I'm sorry. I am really, really sorry. But there are people out there who like to hear my voice and they don't care what I talk about. So it's weird. You people are weird. I do not understand you at all. So please, let's just... Here you go. Okay, here you go. So, until next time, whenever I have something else to talk about, stay safe, be a positive member of your community, whatever that community might be for you. And, stay yourselves. All right, stay yourselves. And I will see you guys next time. Bye!